Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Time to make Andy Baskin's head explode right here on the radio.
Come on. Come on now.
It's what we're going to do.
Come on.
Or it's what we're going to do.
All right, make my head explode.
Shall we?
Go for it.
Do it.
Baskin and Phelps present.
All right, so tell me again how this is not the same old Browns.
Let's find us a quarterback.
And today, Andy, in our never-ending search for quarterback talent here in Cleveland, Ohio, we're going to look at the guy that you just screamed about, who you said, no. I don't want the circus. I don't want any. I don't want Shedeur Sanders.
I never said that. Never said that.
I think you said you don't want a quarterback at two.
Yeah,
and you don't want his dad.
Yeah, well, that's true. I don't want his dad.
Well, but every player.
It's not that I'm against him. I'm just, if they want Shedeur Sanders, they better not just like him. They better love him.
Aw, that's nice. Better love him. So here's the deal.
Okay.
This is Deion's son, as we all know.
Yes.
And if you just want to, like, look at numbers, oh, my God. The guy put up incredible numbers. Now, first at Jackson State for 2 years, where his head coach was who, Andy?
I think his dad.
And then at 2 years at Colorado, where his head coach was who?
Primetime.
And, you know, he actually put up really big numbers in high school.
Sure.
Where his offensive coordinator was who, Andy?
In high school, too, his dad. Wow.
Which has made Cam Newton, of all people, the voice of reason here. Cam Newton said, I wonder if he can play for anybody else. Because he's had his dad paving his way on everything and holding back criticism and, you know, off. I just thought it was an interesting thing that Cam said, and he said it on ESPN, just that can he actually play for somebody other than his father? Because his dad has always been his coach. Always. And I thought, well, that's a really interesting point. But I could sit here and go over the numbers. They're silly good. Let's just put it that way. They are silly good. and everybody thinks highly of him. Now, in watching video of him and watching what he's done, you know, since he's been at Colorado, they weren't very good at Colorado, you know, a year ago. They were like 4-9. And this year they were better. I think they were 9-4, turned around. They were better, 10-3, whatever they were. They were better. And I've been trying to think of who he kind of reminded me of. And I didn't think of anybody actually until the last break. And I thought, you know what? I think that's kind of it. It reminds me of Sam Darnold a little bit. And Dan's rolling his eyes. The reason I say that is this.
No. That wasn't an eye roll.
It's not bad, intriguing. Is it? Yeah.
It's not the one I would have made.
I don't think
he's got the arm strength.
The reason is this. He throws it pretty well. Mm-hmm. He hangs in the pocket pretty well. He's pretty accurate. And it looks like he knows what he's doing. And he runs okay, which is a really strange thing for me to think. You know, and this is not fair to the kid. I mean, your dad's Deion Sanders. And you don't, you know, running is not the big part of your game. Well, no, it's not, actually. He was sacked 42 times last year. His running totals are like non-existent because it's not really a part of his game, and those sack totals have eaten into those yards. He's not like Jalen Milroe when it comes to running the football. He's not like Cam Ward when it comes to running the football. He's been sacked a ton, but I think he's mobile enough to help out when he needs to and to kind of spin out of trouble sometimes, and I think that's okay. And so he can sling it. His arm's pretty good. The one thing I did think in watching a lot of video of him at Colorado, man, were his receivers open.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, were his receivers good. Now, you know, quarterback has something to do with good receivers. Ask Jameis Winston what he did for the Browns receivers who suddenly, you know, burst onto the scene. But in watching him, Andy, I thought, okay, I think he's pretty good. And I'd be hesitant to take him at number two.
Really? That doesn't make my head explode. Look, he doesn't make my head explode as a football player. Like, especially if they didn't draft him number two overall, it would take all the pressure off him. I'm concerned about his dad. I'm sorry. I mean, we've been down this road before. And,
what if dad's busy, though? Like coaching Colorado.
Okay, so you want me to give you the quotes that he said earlier? I mean, does this make you think he's going to be busy? I'm going to watch over him. What did he say? I'm going to be dad till the cows come home, and with Travis Hunter as well. It's nothing against
the kid.
Shedeur Sanders. Like I don't
Who,
have
by the way, by all accounts,
all.
Is a good kid.
Yeah.
Good attitude.
I just don't want them to take their top pick based on making the team relevant. You know what I'm saying? We've walked down that road before.
Do you think they would? See, I don't think they would do that.
Why? Really, they've done it before.
Because that's why. I don't think they would do it again. I think they've learned. Some words from Mel Kiper about the quarterbacks in this draft.
Yeah.
And, you know, Mel, the big draft analyst for ESPN.
Yeah, as far as he knows.
He said these guys have been forced up, the quarterbacks.
Yes.
Forced up. They'll be overdrafted. And the reason why is supply and demand. And Kiper has the Browns drafting Travis Hunter at number two.
Who, by the way, and no one's talking about this either, that Deion said that he's going to treat him just like his son. So is he going to try to steer him away?
But hang on. Kiper drafted him at number two for the Browns in his latest mock. But he said, I'm not going to include trades until my fourth mock. And he said, but I can see the Raiders trading up to two to draft Shedeur and the Browns dropping to six. The scenario we talked about with Daryl.
And now, what are the Browns getting for that pick?
Would be this year's pick, the
switch
sixth,
picks this
the
year.
Sixth, and next year's Raiders number one. So it would
So be, you're getting next year's Raiders number one.
Yeah.
You have two first round picks next year.
And there was something else thrown in too.
Yeah, I'll take a second too.
Now there's one thing, you know, we've heard about these quarterbacks, and the guy at the Senior Bowl said the quarterbacks in this draft might be seventh and eighth. Well, already NFL.com has some draft profiles out. They don't have all the rankings out. But I did a little search and found that they do have draft grades already early on Cam Ward and Sanders.
Okay.
Cam Ward was a 6.39, and that would have put him fifth behind Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, and J.J. McCarthy.
Is that 6 out of 10?
It would have had him 5th out of last year's draft class.
That's out of 10, right?
Well, out of anybody. Out of every quarterback coming out.
So these numbers, though, you're saying it's a 6 out of 10.
No. It's, well, I forget how high they go. But nobody's really high, and it's not based on a 10 scale.
Okay.
Caleb Williams was like a 6.9 or something like
again,
that.
Again, because if that's out of 10, those are D's.
No. Well, Caleb Williams was the number one pick, so it's not. Okay. I think it's based on 7.
Okay.
How dare you? You can get a degree with a D. Trust me.
See?
Really?
There you go.
I didn't realize that.
The NFL.com has Sanders at a 6.3, which I thought, well, that's kind of high. And that was higher than everybody. Well, I shouldn't say that. It was lower than Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, and Cam Ward, but the same as Bo Nix. So I think it's pretty clear that Sanders is going to play in the NFL and have a chance to be okay. But is he the guy that you want to, you know, pin your hopes to and make him the guy that this is the man that we're going to make sure is our quarterback? The one thing, Andy, I thought he stood in the pocket real well. He throws a nice ball. He has enough mobility where, you know, he can get out of some trouble and get into the end zone a little bit. I mean, I didn't like him nearly as much as watching Cam Ward. And I'll be honest, I was more intrigued by Jaxon Dart than I was Shedeur Sanders. And it's not because I didn't think Shedeur was pretty good, because I did. I thought it was pretty good. But, you know, and you've got to kind of cut through the hype with Shedeur, because the hype is so compelling,
yeah,
damning, whatever you want. I mean, the kid doesn't deserve the bad hype that he has because some people might not want Deion around.
Sure.
So
I just
some team's going to take him, and some team's going to get a good quarterback. Are they going to get a great quarterback? That's the question, and I don't know that.
Again, has nothing to do with the last name, but I do agree with you that if you're going to draft a quarterback at 2, you better love him, and he better be great. Because you're going to spend the next 3-4 years sitting around wondering, why did we pick that guy if it doesn't work out? Kuiper said something else about Sanders that I really like, and he brought up this point, and I think here this might be really relevant. He said you won't find a tougher or more resilient quarterback prospect than Sanders, who took 99 sacks over the last 2 seasons put up pretty strong numbers. So I respect that. Again, I respect the player. I just, if the Browns are going to go get him, they better love him. And here you go. Go out and buy your jerseys, because he better be here for 5, 6, 7 years.
By the way,
we haven't had a 6-year quarterback since before 99.
I do think there's a chance that he ends up here. If the Titans like him more, I'd be much more intrigued by Cam Ward here.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy 2 and get 3 free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit 3 free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit 2 packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, there's so many different scenarios that could happen, but of the young guys that, you know, we've been digging into, Cam Ward looks the most intriguing to me right now. Mike is driving around in his car. Mike.
Andy, Jeff,
hey,
thanks
Mike.
For having me on. I love your show. I really appreciate you having me on.
Thank you.
So, you know, all this talk, you go through all these hypotheticals of what about this scenario, what about that, and I think in the simplest terms is just because you need a quarterback does not necessarily mean that quarterback is going to be available this year, whether that's through the draft, free agency, or trade. So, you know, in my opinion, if they can stay there at two and somebody falls in love with one of these guys and you can move down a few spots and pick up a pick or two for next year, you do that and then you just take a Carter, a Graham, a Hunter who's there. I think the worst thing you can do is be needy and react on that. And my biggest fear is that, you know, Andrew Berry, the front office, they feel the pressure that they have to go get this quarterback now. And really, if you're going to force something, it can't work. So I hope they don't. I hope we trust the coaching staff, trust the GM. They make their decision. If it's staying at two and pick another player, I'm fine with it. But I just don't want to see them, you know, go after a quarterback because they have to do it because they're in fear for their jobs, if Mike, that makes any sense.
Mike, it makes perfect sense. And thank you, Mike, for the phone call.
I'll bring this point up. Yeah.
Well, I think that is a concern. And it's this. If you trade down and pick up draft picks for next year, but don't win games next year, you're probably not the guy making that pick in 2026, and you're probably not the guy coaching the guy who's going to get picked in 2026.
Let me give you the sign of disaster. If they bring in especially a quarterback at two that Kevin Stefanski's not on board with, forget about the season. Forget about it. Like, Kevin Stefanski needs to sign off if they take a quarterback. Maybe not so much on defense. And maybe it should be any player. But I mean, Kevin's job's on the line this year. Can we please get him a quarterback we think he can work with, that we think he can be successful with, that he thinks he can get us to the playoffs with or on the brink of the playoffs with, and get him moving back in that direction rather than what we saw last year? If they bring in a guy at number two that Kevin is not on board with, we're all going to pay for it. We're going to lose. We're all going to be losers in this one.
However, maybe that's what they have to do.
Bring in someone that Kevin doesn't want?
Bring in
that's
someone.
Silly.
You've been throwing out the word love, Andy.
Yes, yes.
Love is a very strong emotion.
Yes, it is.
Love is a big deal. And this is where your head's going to explode, where you don't have to love a quarterback, but if you just kind of like one, you might need to take that guy. I'll tell you why coming up on Baskin and Phelps.